And now, One Touch of Genius, starring Nina Foch. Transcribed from New York, your Army and your Air Force present a matrimonial interlude starring as Addie, lovely Nina Foch. Right now, let's go to the little white house around the corner. Young Mrs. Adkins, Addie to you, has the telephone in one hand, a potholder in the other.
Look, Marion, you're my best friend, and I depend on you to tell me the truth. About that dinner I gave last night, was there anything that tasted peculiar to you? No. Well, did George notice anything? No, I guess Jerry liked it all right, but he didn't rave. He always says it isn't like Mother used to make, and Mother always had that special touch. Honestly, I don't know, Marion. With a pressure cooker and a stove with as many gadgets as a B-29, I ought to be able to satisfy him. Well, he eats well enough, but... Oh, I've got to run now. My pie comes out of the oven in 30 seconds. Okay, honey, see you later. Goodbye. Gee, that smells good. If his mother can do better than that, she isn't human. That's all I have to say.
Addie, I'm home.
Hey, out of that kitchen.
Pie, apple pie.
Oh, shame on you. I wanted to surprise you. Oh. Now, wash up so you can eat, honey.
Apple pie.
Come on, wash up.
Oh, apple pie for dinner. Apple pie for dinner.
You want some more?
I'll explode.
Just a little piece of pie.
Oh, couldn't eat another bite. Ooh.
Well?
Well, what?
How was dinner?
Oh, very, very good, Addie.
Is that all? Very good.
It was wonderful.
How wonderful?
Well, if you served it to John Rockefeller, he'd give you Radio City.
Oh, you really liked it.
I really did.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, finally.
Only,
of course, what?
Oh, nothing. It doesn't matter.
No, dear. I want to know.
Well, of course, Mother's pies always had that special touch.
They did?
Yeah, I can't describe it, but they had a certain flavor. Gee, I'll never forget it. But don't be discouraged, honey. Cooks like Mother happen once every 100 years, like Beethoven or Shakespeare. It's a genius, that's all. Just genius.
Genius, he says, Marion. Honestly, you should have tasted that pie.
I don't know, Addie. It was that certain flavor Mother always had.
I even used his mother's recipe for Creole stew last night, Marion. I followed it to the letter, and that even didn't satisfy him. I don't know what to do.
Mr. Stokes,
Are
there any other brands of cheese I haven't tried yet? What about this one?
You don't make souffle out of Limburger cheese, Mrs. Adkins.
I don't, but maybe Jerry's mother did. I'll take it, Mr. Stokes.
Hey, Addie, I'm home. And I am starving to death.
I hope you have enough. The boss eats like a horse. Hey, what's for dessert?
Baked Alaska.
Oh, is this it? It looks fascinating.
Oh, it is. You set the topping on fire and bring it to the table in a big flaming flourish.
Oh, gee, that'll impress the boss all right. Or I'll scare him to death.
Well, if it's you're going to impress anybody, you'd better get ready. Yeah. They'll be here soon.
Okay, dear. Off we go. Da-da-da.
Mrs. Adkins, I can honestly say I've never tasted such a delicious meal in all my life.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whitehead.
Truly delicious. That baked Alaska. I do wish I had your recipe. It has a special, wonderful flavor all its own.
Oh, you're welcome to it, Mrs. Whitehead. It's really very easy. That special, wonderful flavor is simply careful seasoning.
Well, it must be something still all your own. I congratulate you, Jerry. You've married a culinary genius. Well, cooks like Mrs. Adkins happen only once in every 100 years, Beethoven or Shakespeare. Sheer genius.
Oh, you're too kind.
Yeah, Addie's okay.
And did you enjoy your dinner, darling?
I sure did. Wonderful. Speaking of wonderful cooks, Mr. Whitehead, you should have tasted my mother's cooking. She had a dish that was about the best thing I...
Oh, no!
I give up, Mary. That's all there is to it. Huh? Me choose the sugar bowl? Oh, no, I couldn't possibly do that, Mary. I've got the whole house to clean and some ironing, and then I have to fix... I have to... Huh? Wait a minute. Maybe you're right. Why should I spoil a man who doesn't appreciate it? I'll meet you there in half an hour. That's what it is. No more catering to a man who doesn't appreciate me. Socks on the floor, eh? Well, I can stay there, that's all. Dresser tops, Dusty. It can stay, Dusty, for all I care. Revolution, that's what. Sugar bowl, here I come.
Your order, ladies?
I want something real gooey.
Oh, what about a banana special?
Oh, I think I'll have a double banana special.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll just have a lemonade.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what was I saying, Addie?
Something about a maid, Mary.
Oh, yes. Now I have a maid. George doesn't expect me to slave for it because I never have slaved for it.
Isn't that, Mary? It's an entire...
I know. He's the unappreciative type. Well, don't you worry about it. If he doesn't like anything...
Oh, I made and a double banana special.
Thanks.
My goodness, Addie. Eat it down to where I can see your face anyway.
Oh, it is sort of big, isn't it?
Anyway, where was I? Let's look. Oh, yes. Believe me, I learned to manage George. Mine's been a most successful marriage, too.
Well, I don't know what to do. Have you any good recipes, Marion?
Addie, don't you realize that no matter what you do, you'll never satisfy him?
Right.
Why knock yourself out? Give him what he deserves. Of course, I hate to advise anyone about their personal troubles. I think it's very nosy and gossipy. But I know if I were you, I wouldn't stand for it. I'd revolt. I'd feed him horse meat and make him like it.
Feed him horse meat?
Right. If Jerry complains, you just walk right out of the house and come over to my place.
Huh?
You can live with me till he comes to his senses and appreciates what he had in you. Certainly not making him happy the way things are now.
Oh, no. I don't know whether I could stand it.
Oh, aren't you woman enough to face facts?
Well,
Revolution is a difficult thing, but sometimes it works miracles. Try it and see.
I was afraid you'd be closed, Mr. Stokes.
Oh, in a few minutes, Mrs. Adkins. Hey, you're a little late today.
I know.
Saved you a wonderful rib roast.
Huh?
It's down 5 cents a pound.
Oh. Well, I couldn't possibly fix a roast in time for supper tonight.
Well, you could have it tomorrow.
Hmm? Let's see it.
It's really a very special cut. Just the way you like it. Yeah, see?
Oh, boy, that's beautiful.
Better buy while the price is low. Mr. Atkins seems to like rib roast.
But that's a work of art.
Yes, ma'am, just like Mother used to make.
What? Huh? No. No, thank you, Mr. Stokes. I want a pound of horse meat.
Yes, I'll get... horse meat?
Yes, horse meat.
But I... I don't sell horse meat, Mrs. Atkins.
Well, what do you sell to people who have dogs?
Well, scraps.
Scraps?
But I didn't know you had a dog at your house.
I didn't either until today. Scraps, huh? Give me a pound of scraps, the cheapest that you've got.
Whatever you say.
And some bread.
Uh-huh.
And some peas, canned peas.
Yes, Mrs. Atkins. Anything else?
Not a thing. Oh, what a rib roast that was. Oh, well. I wonder how long horse meat... I wonder how long dog meat has to cook. Maybe I better dump the peas right in with it. It looks better. Boy, talk about simplicity. This is it. Oh, golly, I forgot the dessert. Well, he'll just have to do without it, that's all. All right, I'm coming. Hello? Oh, hi, Marion. No, Jerry's not home yet. Yep, I'm giving him horse meat. Dog meat, I mean. Scraps, yeah. Now, don't worry, dear, I won't change my mind. One word, that's all I need. I've had enough.
Eddie, I'm home.
Shh, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Have to go now, Marion. The Lord and Master just walked in. Yep, don't worry. I'll phone you later. Maybe I'll even see you. Bye now. Well, you're home kind of late, aren't you, Jerry?
Had an errand to do. Kiss for the old man?
I guess so.
What's wrong?
Nothing more than usual.
Oh. Say, where were you this afternoon? I tried to phone you all day.
I was out.
Yeah, where?
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Well, sure, honey.
As a matter of fact, I went to the Sugar Bowl with Marion and had a double banana special. And what's more, I finished it.
Well, that is something.
You bet it is.
Mm-hmm. What do I smell cooking?
Oh, golly, I forgot. Excuse me. Oh, it's burned. A piece is one word, that's all I need.
Oh, well, what are we having, honey?
Here, stew.
Oh, good, I like stew. Well?
Well, what?
Well, won't you take off your hat and stay a while?
Never mind my hat, eat.
Yes, ma'am. Aren't you eating?
I told you I had a double banana special.
Oh, yeah. Well, this looks good.
Eat.
Addie.
What's wrong?
You dream girl.
What's wrong?
Wrong, my darling genius girl. You have done it.
Huh?
This stew is just like Mother's.
Oh.
Exactly. That special flavor. Oh, it's no. It. You finally found it out.
No. That's right, Marion. He practically did a dance. He was so happy, I couldn't believe my ears. But I'm not kidding. From now on, I can save my portions out and burn Jerry's food afterwards. Well, it does seem like kind of a dirty trick to play on such fine food. But believe me, Marion, it's little enough to do for the man you love. Yep, we're having our anniversary dinner tonight. I'm the most luscious-looking rib roast you ever saw. It's that special touch that Mother used to have. Oh, gotta go now, Marion. Turn up the fire. Lord Master just came in.
Choose the career that offers all five. The U.S. Army offers you five keys to a successful future. First, a career of service to country. Two, the right job for you. Three, continuous training for planned advancement. Four, lifetime security. You as an Army man are guaranteed regular pay and sound retirement benefits. In sickness, your medical care is provided without cost, and your regular pay continues. Five, travel and recreation. Yes, men, choose the career that offers all five. Find out how you, too, can have five keys to a successful future at your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station right away. This program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting headquarters, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. One Touch of Genius starred Nina Foch in the role of Addie. The story was written by Helen Christian and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.